AJ Fredrickson here, sitting alongside head coach of the SDSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. Coach, last week you guys took on the University of Connecticut in a exhibition weekend series, dropping the first game 1-0 in overtime, but then you bounced back with a big comeback in the second game. What did you see out of your team this past weekend?
Well, some resilience. That first game, you know, we came out and, you know, I think as a staff, we knew that this early part of the season, you know, we're going to have some bumps and bruises and banging around to start because we got a lot of new faces and it's just part of getting everyone on the same page. So the first period was a little rough, I thought, Friday. And from that point on, for the next two periods, we played really good hockey and had a lot of chances and probably deserved a little better fate in that game. You know, they got one in overtime, and you know, we certainly gave ourselves enough opportunities to score a goal or two in that game, so that was a positive. So you know, we tried to build off that going into Saturday, and Saturday once again started out rough. We put five new people in the lineup, and you know, so you know it's going to be a little hairy early, and it was, you know, but for us to be able to come back and win that game was nice to see. I mean, it would have been an easy game, giving up two goals in the first 4 minutes on Saturday, an easy game just to kind of say, well, it's not our day, you know, and we were able to fight back and we were resilient, and getting that win was important for our team.
What have you guys done since then and worked on in order to kind of start off from the drop of the puck right away so it doesn't start with you guys at a disadvantage, so it's an even game from the very get-go?
Unfortunately, it's just experience and it takes time, and there's nothing you can do. You know, you will keep working on getting better as a team and keep getting you know, things going quicker, but the teams that are older and a little more veteran, say UConn, you know, they had six seniors in the lineup. You know, there's not a lot new thrown at them early in the season from the coaching staff. They already know what's going on. You know, last year, early in the season, for our team, it was a little bit similar where, you know, we had a lot of seniors, so you didn't need to work on a lot of those systems. They just kind of naturally get it because they've been here for 2 years before that. Where this year, it's just going to be the nature of it. You know, early in the year, we're gonna be a little scrambly at first. So, you know, we just continue to work on those things on a weekly basis, and we'll just try to get better.
On Saturday's game, we saw a little bit of a rocky start in net from Emma Polesny, but after that, she looked very solid. How impressed were you by her, and do you think that kind of bolsters her up into more of a reliable backup or maybe a possibly starting position if something were to happen to Janine Alder?
Well, you know what? I mean, for your first two shots on net to go in, your first game as a freshman, and to be able to bounce back and play really well the rest of that period and the rest of the game was very impressive mentally for her. We know she has the physical tools, and that first game, you just got to get it out of the way, and you never know what's going to happen with a goalie. But, you know, she really showed a lot of poise and competitiveness in the net. And she was a big reason we won that game. We were really bad in that first period when we watched the tape defensively, and she held us in there and closed the door in some key moments, and we certainly think she has a bright future with our program.
Julia Tilke helped kick off, you know, that big third period for you on Saturday. She had that goal that was the number four play in the NCAA's plays of the week, and then it actually appeared on SportsCenter as well, the number four spot, yeah. Odd enough. But she also had the second goal of that game as well. But how much of a leader not only is she on the ice with her performance, but just on the bench, in the locker room, to kind of get the team, the sparks going?
You know what? She's a quiet, quiet kid, and she leads by example. She works hard every day. She's very, very competitive, very hard on herself, and a little hard on her teammates sometimes, just in terms of expectations to get it on her stick, which is a good thing, and most elite players are like that. And for us, she is an elite player, and she played great all weekend. She came back this year in great shape again, and it was nice to see her get rewarded. And it's funny, the goal that was on SportsCenter was a great goal, and her second goal that tied the game might have been a better goal in terms of her talent to be able to pull it backhand to forehand as she's getting cross-checked in the neck and bury that goal was really, really impressive. So she had a great weekend. It was a catalyst for us to win that game for sure.
And one more player I just want to touch on, the freshman of Germany, Laura Kluge's first collegiate goal. Did you expect her to come out and make the impact that she did? And then also, how has she looked so far early in these exhibition series that we've had?
I think, you know what, to be honest with freshmen, we never have any expectations. We have expectations for their career as a player here, but you know what, you never rely on your freshmen. You rely on your upperclassmen, but we certainly felt during the recruiting process and all the homework we did that she had the chance to be a pretty elite player at this level. And I think she definitely showed flashes of that. Her speed, her tenacity, being able to finish that play. And she made a lot of little plays offensively that you might not notice, that when we broke them down on tape, certainly showed up. You know, I think for her first two college games, it was a pretty impressive start. And you know, we're looking for big things for her in the future.
We'll shift the focus now to this weekend. You're actually on the road taking on Colgate University. What can we expect to see, especially from a fan standpoint? Do you expect two wins out of the weekend? Is this more of a it's another exhibition series, but is this more of a confidence series for you guys where you expect a couple wins, or will it be some tougher competition that will test you?
It will definitely be tough competition. I think the preseason polls, they're still 10th in the country right now. They're outstanding. They're really, they got a lot of firepower, and we're walking into a little bit of a lion's den for sure. But that's all right. That's good early in the year. That's why I like those non-conference games early in the season to get you prepared for the rigors of the WCHA. You want to play tough opponents, and this certainly will be a tough one. You know, so we're just looking to get out there and play well. And you know, whatever happens. You know, we're not going to focus too much on wins and losses early here, although we certainly want to go out there and get a win some way in some form. But we want to get out there and just keep improving as a team. And, you know, we'll probably still play a lot of people this weekend just because it gets tougher when you get into conference schedule. You'll get locked in your lineup a little more. So we still want to give people a chance to kind of show what they can do.
Thank you very much for your time today, Coach. Good luck to you and your team this weekend. And for more SCSU women's hockey content, make sure to go on kvsc.org, click the sports tab at the top of the page where we will recap both games this coming weekend. That was head coach Eric Root of the SCSU women's hockey team here on KVSC.